49, Bonnie and Harry Morrison, Easter Road 274, south of Magnolia Road, being Lot 8 within Pine Valley Mobile Home Park. A variance from a separation room requires between units in a mobile home park.
Harry Morrison Jr., 908 New Bloomfield Road, Duncannon, Pennsylvania.
Bonnie Morrison, same address.
For testimony, you have to give true professional knowledge.
Yeah.
Evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Okay, what we have here is, I'll just give you a brief description of what went on there and where we're at, and short to the point. We're lot owners down at Pine Valley Mobile Home Co-op. The section of park that we're currently working in is the first park that was built there in the 50s. There's a lot of mature trees now. There's a lot of other things that are in consideration when you try to find a size of your home that will confirm to the lot and the setbacks and everything there. The biggest thing in the park is the 100-year-old oak trees there, about cutting trees and how you go about things there. So we applied for a permit. Ron's Mobile Homes applied for a permit and received a permit to put a mobile home in. After some time, they called us up, I guess a couple weeks, and they said that we had to apply for a variance. They had the permit, so I'm not quite sure what happened there. But here we are this evening. One side of our home is 4 foot short, between 20-foot mobile to mobiles. We're 4 foot short on one side, the south side. And that's what we're asking for.
Say Ron's Mobile Home obtained the permit?
Yes.
Did you ask them to be here this evening?
We didn't. We didn't realize that they should have been.
I asked the direct question. I guess I don't know if maybe maybe one of the neighbors might have voiced an opinion or a concern. I've checked with both neighbors now, and nobody has any objections or complaints that they're willing to say anything to me. Also, it meets the co-op setbacks, you know, of 5 foot and 20 foot between mobiles. We're just short one side there. The shed in the back can be moved to conform.
Also, we did have it approved by the co-op's board in March prior to obtaining the permit.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
The mobile home's not placed, correct?
No,
it's not placed. I called Ron's Mobile Home and told him he needed a variance before he placed it to make sure it was correct before they put the home on there.
Yeah, our old one is removed at this point.
So it's not sitting there.
Wait, your old one's gone, but the new one's not there at this time?
That's correct.
That's right.
That's correct.
Shade down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, the other ones in the park, we have some pictures and stuff here. We also have the survey and everything staked out here. And we also have pictures of the other ones in the park that really don't conform to that from different reasons and the way things were done 50, 60 years ago. I'm sure your people are aware of that.
Yes.
And basically, when we selected the size of home, the size trailer that we were replacing was from the 50s, and they don't make that size anymore. You have to go larger. In length. Now, there was an addition on it, which I have a picture of.
Okay, could we?
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And we also have a tree that's located to the rear of the lot, which is a very old tree, which there's large amounts of opposition to cutting any of the really large trees. Mm-hmm. So what we tried to do was get, to keep our same square footage, get a shorter trailer, just a little bit wider. So we're actually going about 4 feet wider than the old one, but 11 feet shorter.
Sure.
Yes.
So you're going to accommodate that?
Yes.
In the back.
Yes.
Because even if you look at the size of the lot, we would be here for a variance if we got a longer one on the front or the back when we went to set that, because they just don't make anything short enough to fit in there unless you go wider. So we got the smallest, shorter trailer there is, the smallest width.
Excuse me.
All Did you give him the here?
I did.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? All right. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9549, as I don't believe it was an altered essential character in the neighborhood. And it says a problem in these older parks that they're going to continually have as long as they upgrade their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Not much else we can do.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9549. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome.